This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. We'll begin this part of the program with a very close look at one of the most powerful hurricanes on record. Meteorologists predict that Hurricane Rita will continue its westward path through the Gulf of Mexico. They're forecasting it will turn slightly northward toward the Texas coastline, where residents have already begun evacuating. Now, an important component of life-saving forecasts like that one are data sent from a small fleet of airplanes operated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. NPR's Philip Davis joined the hurricane hunters last night on a long flight aboard a NOAA research jet.
We're in a plane that NOAA's hurricane hunters have affectionately named the Gonzo. It's actually a sleek Gulfstream IV jet, capable of cruising at 530 miles an hour.
It's a luxury jet, but they removed the luxury.
That's Paul Flaherty, a meteorologist from Boston, who is the mission's flight director. He's proud of the Gonzo.
It's a nice aircraft, and it's a smooth ride, but most importantly, it does the job that we need it to do. It's filled with all kinds of scientific instruments and computers, as you can see. We have data workstations all up and down the aircraft.
And a crew of dedicated scientists in blue flight suits who are cramped in between all the equipment. Yesterday, Gonzo was stalking Hurricane Rita with its two Rolls-Royce twin-spool turbojet engines. The goal was to fly around the entire huge Category 5 storm, 3,500 miles, 8 hours, circumnavigating the entire Gulf of Mexico. But it was just minutes after taking off from MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa that the hurricane hunters first encounter Rita.
We're at 41,000 feet right now. We're just 60 miles from the eye of the storm, surrounded by a blindingly white wall of clouds. Not too much turbulence right now. We're high above the worst of the winds. The idea behind this flight is to fly above and around the storm, getting data that no one else can get.
We're flying over areas where there aren't any meteorological stations.
Neil Doris is a meteorologist from NOAA's Miami office. He's been flying into hurricanes and analyzing the data for the past 22 years.
This is going to be highly detailed data that can be fed into these computers and have an immediate improvement in the forecast. The hurricane specialists at the National Hurricane Center will probably be seeing the output of the models in time for the 11 p.m. Update.
The researchers get the data by shooting something called a global positioning system drop wind sonde out the back of the Gulf Stream. Again, Paul Flaherty.
A GPS drop wind sonde is an instrument that's about the size of a paper towel roll, at least the cardboard part of it, a little bit bigger. And it is on a drag chute, which keeps it stabilized and slows it. And what it does is it collects information at twice a second, which it sends back to the aircraft.
Information like altitude, barometric pressure, wind speed, and wind direction from hundreds of different altitude points as the instrument cluster drifts slowly down to the warm waters under Rita. The data that comes back startles the crew. Rita's barometric pressure, an indication of how strong its winds can get, is already nearly as low as Hurricane Katrina's. But it's more than just numbers.
Because I don't want to say it becomes routine, but because we do it so often, we actually forget how important the data that we're sending back is. A perfect example of the result of what we're doing would be the forecast for Hurricane Katrina.
In that case, new information from the hurricane hunters allowed officials to issue evacuation orders days before the storm hit. The flight seems to go on forever. We cruise over Cuba's Isle of Youth, then way west all the way to the Yucatan Peninsula, within sight of Veracruz, Mexico. Heading into the hurricane from the west, you can see Rita's edge stretching like a knife from one end of the horizon to the other. The clouds outside the storm all seem to be bowing in Rita's direction. It's a sign of the hurricane's huge power, a power the hurricane hunters are hoping to blunt with information. Philip Davis, NPR News, outside MacDill Air Force Base, Tampa.